Rand from Wetlik, and you're listening to BFM.
I just wanted to begin by saying that I'm a huge fan of this record. I'm just absolutely obsessed with it. And I loved last night's show. It was so good. So thank you for that. What has it been like touring recently? You just did Glastonbury and you're in the middle of a huge tour at the moment. How's it all going? Is it a bit strange?
Yeah, it's just non-stop touring. We've been away since February, and I think we're going home kind of mid-December for Christmas. So yeah, really exciting, really strange. This is like new to all of us, like everyone in the band. Yeah, it's wild. 'Cause you can never tell what it is I think and you say I'm mysterious 'cause I won't let you get in.
So exciting, and the songs are just amazing. You've said that some of the inspirations behind them are soft boys. You reference the Instagram account Beam Me Up Soft Boy in the lyrics to Wet Dream, and there's another reference to soft boys in the music video to Your Mum. For listeners that don't know, can you explain what a soft boy is?
So a soft boy is like a fuck boy, but the fuck boy is like wearing nail varnish and like using his knowledge of like cinema and bands that don't even exist yet to kind of like make you think that they're really like sweet and sensitive and emotional, but then like, yeah, no.
Beyond soft boys.
Other inspirations. I guess another subject that I kind of like go back to in the lyrics quite a lot is kind of like being at parties and maybe not really wanting to be there, like not wanting to go out, that kind of like weird stage when you're like going from your early 20s to your late 20s and you're like, okay, I should probably grow up now, but you're still kind of like stuck going out on like massive like 2-day benders, and you're just kind of realizing that you should probably like not be doing that anymore. You should probably try and not be so lost.
I don't wanna go out, it's been getting me down, get 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 me down.
Are there any plans for new stuff for us in the future? Are you and Hester working on creating anything at the moment? Or are you just focusing on this crazy tour?
Yeah, just touring. But really excited to get writing some new stuff. When we wrote this album, it was just kind of like me and Hester and Henry. And so now it's going to be exciting. Now we've got our band around us to like make it a bit more of a like collaborative process between us all.
I read online that you and Hester were friends for years before making music together. What was the journey into like deciding to jump into music after that long of friendship?
I think when we first met, we were both making music, but we were both doing like solo things, and so I don't think we ever really saw each other as like, hey, do you want to start a band? Because we were already kind of like on our like little musical missions, if you know what I mean. And it's also really scary to ask someone if they want to start a band, because you can often have these conversations like, hey, should we like have a band practice? And they're like, yeah, sure, man, it sounds really good. And then like it never happens, and you're like, kind of come away feeling a little bit like, don't know. And also, I didn't play guitar before we started the band. I played piano. And also, I think we'd kind of like given up on like trying to do anything with music. So we kind of, there was like no pressure there. We were just like, we want to go to festivals next summer, but the tickets are really expensive. How can we go to loads of festivals without paying for tickets? Let's like start a band and see if we can get booked for some of these like small little shows. And we got a bit more than we bargained for.
A pretty crazy year, I assume, with shows long. It's got like 25 million streams.
Is it?
Yeah, it's blown right up, and huge success of your debut album too. Was any of that like expected, or was it just a bit of a crazy whirlwind?
No, none of it was expected. When we found management, that was unexpected. Signing to Domino, that was unexpected. It's just all been very, very, very surreal. Yeah.
I'd love to talk a bit about your music videos as well, because they're so beautiful. Have you always been interested in the visual aspects of music, or is that something that's just come through Wet Leg?
No, I've always loved music videos, like watching other people's, but it's definitely like not really something that until like making Chaise Longue I thought that like we could do ourselves. And then just because of the lockdown, we found that we had like this expanse of like time and space, and like Hester's pretty handy with the old camera, and I was like working doing wardrobe assistant stuff, so I had been on set for a few music videos, which I guess kind of like gave me the confidence to be like, no, like we can do this. Okay, like we won't have like the fancy equipment, we won't have like all the fancy lighting, but like essentially making a music video is just like having an idea and going out and shooting it. And also like it cost us like 50p to do the whole music video, so it was like if it didn't work out then like we wouldn't have to use it, you know. It was like very low pressure, and I think that was something that was like really fun when we made Oh No as well. We just went out with this like costume and just shot it and then like edited it using Final Cut, but there's like a free trial that you can download for 30 days, and so yeah, it literally didn't cost anything.
Oh, that's great. And I don't know, you can just tell how fun they are. I think that comes across, and I think that's why the music videos are so great, because you can tell you're just having fun, and you've got also the most beautiful costumes and scenery as well. Is that all in the Isle of Wight?
Yeah, it was all shot on the Isle of Wight, apart from Too Late Now and Your Mum, which is like one of my favourite videos. When I think about what you,
And in the music video for Your Mom as well, you've both got your little tag saying Angelica, which is a little cut back to another track from the album.
Yeah.
Is Angelica like a full character that you've created? Is she a real person?
We met when we were 14 in Topshop on the Isle of Wight, which we thought was very cool at the time. And now she's my housemate, and yeah, we're still friends. I've known her for years. I don't know. I'd say there's like a bit of creative license on. I mean, obviously there is. Like she didn't actually bring lasagna to the party, although she is that sort of person.
Thank you so much for chatting. I'll let you head on off. Thank you for creating such a beautiful album. I wish you all the best on the rest of your tour.
Thank you.
I hope that everything goes well.
Cheers.